see today. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. We've been on the air since 1992, and in 2012, we'll be celebrating 20 years, as I said in a previous hour of the broadcast, in this exact same time spot. So we so appreciate your loyalty here to the program, and look forward to bringing you this hour of the broadcast, because we're going to share the first half hour with a really cool guy from Reliable Carriers. pardon me, I'm battling a little bit of a cold here, so from time to time my voice is not up to its normal specification, so to speak. So we're going to be joined by a representative from Reliable Carriers that I had the opportunity to meet out at the big auctions out in Monterey at the RM auction. And then a little later on, we'll play an interview that I did at the LA Auto Show, or we'll play some more automotive trivia. But meanwhile, why don't we go to the talk lines right now and again bring forth Bob Sellers, who's General Manager of Reliable Carriers. And it's always a pleasure to share the microphone with this gentleman. Hey there, Bob. How you doing?
I'm good, Bob. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. As you can tell, my voice is a little bit bent today because...
You don't sound like your vibrant self today.
No, I'm battling a little bit of a cold, kind of a combination of a whole lot of travel of late, as I know you can certainly attest to what that does to you individually, and also, of course, having a 14-month-old daughter at a rather advanced age. So there you go. Let's begin by telling everybody about the beginnings of Reliable Carriers. It started 50 years ago, I understand, with just a single tractor trailer. Take us back to those early days, the first days of Reliable Carriers, Bob.
Well, we did. You're exactly right, Bob. We started out as a household goods mover, and we're an agent for Allied Van Lines for many, many years, and sort of based in Detroit. It was sort of hard to stay away from cars. And so we started out hauling properties for the automakers to the auto shows, and they kept bugging us all the time saying, you know, we got all this stuff to take, and how could you take the cars? And we resisted that for a number of years, and then finally started to convert some of our trailers over to auto transport trailers, and then figured out, quite honestly, that in a pure commercial sense, there was more money to be made in hauling cars than there was in hauling goods around. So we made a decision in 1983 or so that we were going to just go solely to cars, and we switched over and stopped being an agent for the van lines and started off on our own just as a car carrier. And you know, now here we are, actually 51 years later. We are the country's largest automotive transporter that hauls exclusively enclosed anyway. And, you know, currently we have over 350 trucks on the road and cover all the United States and Canada. So it was a pretty fortuitous decision by the owners of our company to make that decision. And the rest, as they say, is history.
And what a great story from that single tractor trailer to now being, as you say, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company. And I mean, you serve so many different needs too. I mean, whether you're transporting vehicles to auction, or whether you're transporting them to an auto show, or to a Concours event, or to a corporate event, or if someone's relocating, or if they're snowbirds, like they used to call here, and we both live in the state of Massachusetts, folks who spend the winter months in Florida. You know, it's not unusual for you guys to be in that business as well. You're doing a whole gamut of things by offering this service nationwide.
That's correct. We do service a wide variety of the automotive world, whether it be a, to your point, we burn a groove up and down Interstate 95 between the Northeast and Florida. And we also service a large snowbird population, if you will, that comes out of the Midwest based on where our headquarters is in Michigan. And there's a lot of folks that go to the West now, too. Snowbirds just don't go to Florida anymore. They go to Arizona and New Mexico and California. So that's an important part of what we do. In addition to, as you alluded to earlier, we service the every major automaker, whether it be U.S.-based or foreign manufacturers all over the country. And then we do all the auto shows, and we do, you know, Concours events and things like that, for both private collectors and the auto manufacturers. So, you know, the variety of what we do is pretty significant, but the, you know, the bottom line at the end of the day is, you know, we're hauling somebody's car, whether it belongs to General Motors or whether it belongs to John Smith. All of them are equally important to us. Each one has a unique set of requirements with regard to what we have to do, but, you know, our folks are well trained. We're blessed with a wonderful fleet of good, solid drivers that have been doing this for a long time. Our average driver has been with us for over 8 years, so we have a pretty experienced group of folks that know exactly what they need to do depending on what type of car they're tasked to take care of, whether it's a Bugatti Royale or a Taurus. You know, we treat them all the same way and understand that that car is you know, significantly important to whoever it is that we're being entrusted to take it to wherever it has to go to.
I think it's so cool that you guys have the GPS satellite tracking so that folks can monitor where their vehicle is. And we should take a little bit of time here, Bob, to tell folks a little bit about the carriers, because, you know, people think about automotive transportation vehicles and they have something in their mind, but you guys bring it to a whole new level. I mean, these are fully equipped air ride suspended machines built exclusively for the purpose of transporting vehicles.
They are, you know, to your point, the average person, I think if you ask them about an auto transporter, they typically think of the open units that bring, you know, they bring a lot of new cars to the dealers, which is not what we do. What we do is, in many cases, unless you were able to make the connection between, you know, the name on the side of the trailer and even reliable carriers doesn't necessarily dictate automotive transport, but on the bottom of the trailer it says specialized automotive transportation. But, you know, our trailers are, to your point, engineered exclusively and specifically to haul automobiles. That's all we do. Automobiles and motorcycles, and to your point, they're all air ride equipped. All of them have 10,000-pound lift gates on the rear end so that the rear door of the trailer opens up and becomes, in layman's terms, an elevator that level loads the cars. So if you've got a hot rod or a high-performance car, you don't have to worry about burning the clutch out trying to get it up some ramp or something. You don't have to worry about low clearance because we're taking it level into the trailer. And then inside the trailer, we have a full set of articulating decks on the second level so that we can adjust the decking inside the trailer to accommodate whatever size vehicle it is we have to take care of. And then we use all nylon wheel straps so that we don't touch the undercarriage of the car. So literally it rides inside the trailer on that air ride trailer on its own suspension. So it's no different than it riding down the road. The difference is you're not putting any miles on it. And it's a significant, capital investment. I mean, our trailers are, by the time we get done putting all the decking and the lift gates and all the stuff we put in them, I mean, you're looking at a $150,000 piece of equipment before we ever haul a car. So it's an investment on our part. We engineer them specifically to do what we do, and they're pretty advanced in terms of what the normal person would think about an auto transport trailer looking like. Most people get a bigger kick out of looking inside the trailer than they do looking at the outside of it, because it truly is a technological wonder inside there, what we can do to get a car inside and put it in the right position to transport it across the country.
So true. When we come back, we'll tell folks about the $5 million worth of insurance on every single load, and we'll talk about a recent vehicle that you transported to Mecum and also SEMA. the auction in Kansas City for Mecum. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there? I'm telling you. They got a fine machine.
Yes, indeed. That is a fine machine, and we thank you so much for joining us. And speaking of fine machines, that's what Reliable Carriers does. They are the country's largest enclosed automotive transport company, serving the 48 lower U.S. states and the farthest reaches of Canada. And from time to time, we do get calls from folks in Canada, so don't be afraid to give the folks at Reliable a call or check out the website. Bob, why don't we begin there and give out the website and also the telephone information?
It's pretty easy. It's what you'd expect it to be. It's ReliableCarriers.com. And our 800 number is 800-521-6393. That'll connect you with some folks that can give you some assistance no matter where you need to move your car from or to.
Excellent. And, you know, I'll share a little secret here with you and my listeners. I may have alluded to you in Monterey that this might be happening, but I've lived in Massachusetts my whole life, but I'm involved with a couple of new automotive business projects, including this automotive radio network. So my business partner's in Michigan, so I may move to Michigan, but my studio for that particular project is in Florida, so there's a possibility I may move there. And then there's also a semi-possibility that I might move to Arizona, and you can bet that I will definitely be using your company because nobody does it better. It's simple, plain, and no other way to say it. Nobody does it better than you guys. And tell our listeners all around North America about the $5 million worth of insurance on every single load.
Well, we do have our standard coverage is $5 million, which is five times more than our nearest competitor. And, you know, we're certainly fortunate to be able to offer that kind of coverage. But when you're in the kind of business that we are, when you haul, you know, Pebble Beach Concours cars, whether you're hauling a, you know, one-of-a-kind prototype from one of the auto manufacturers, you know, you need to have the coverage that they feel comfortable that if, God forbid, something were to happen, that they're taken care of. And we have another nice luxury that, you know, we are asked to transport cars, believe it or not, that are worth even more than $5 million.
Mm-hmm.
We can go to $10 million with a phone call. So our ability to provide that kind of coverage to a wide variety of customers allows us to provide a service that no one else can bring to the table. I might add that we're allowed to do that, or we're have that available to us because, again, as I mentioned earlier, we are blessed to have 300-plus magnificent ladies and men out there transporting cars who have an unbelievably good damage ratio. So our, you know, we'll transport this year somewhere north of 130,000 cars.
Wow. I have no
idea.
And
our damage ratio is under 1%. So, I mean, if you think about all those opportunities that there are to have something go wrong, you know, to have that kind of a damage rate is really very envious and does allow us to get that kind of coverage that really no one else affords to anybody else in the business. So
that
it does provide us with a nice service offering to our customers and, quite honestly, a competitive advantage when being compared to some of our competitors.
And compared to some of the other competitors, I mean, you guys offer GPS tracking, which really gives the customer a bird's-eye view of where their vehicle is.
That's correct. All of our transporters are tracked by satellite. So to your point, we know exactly where they are all the time. The satellite updates every 10 minutes. So within 10 minutes, I can tell you exactly where a truck is, anywhere in the country, anywhere in Canada. You know, again, when you get back to high dollar transport or just a person who wants to know, you know, they're in Florida and the car just left Massachusetts and they're wondering when's it going to get there. They can figure that out pretty quick, usually by checking in on our website and checking the satellite. We're also experimenting, just as an interesting side note, we're experimenting with some new technology that has some individual tracking devices that we put in each individual car.
Wow.
So that, you know, you can go online and you can find out where the truck is. That's pretty good. But to know exactly where your specific car is another step forward, and we're testing these right now to see if they're, you know, if they bring the kind of value that our customers might want. And so, you know, just trying to raise the bar again a little bit more from a customer service standpoint, that you don't have to look at all of our trucks and you don't have to look at, you know, there's a login with a password, and you can look and find out exactly where your particular car is, not just maybe necessarily the truck itself, you can find out where your car exactly is. So,
that's great.
Again, just trying to bring another service dimension to our customers and bring a comfort level that even though they're not in the car, they know exactly where it is.
Let's talk about something you recently did, transporting Operation Men, which was a custom vehicle done by my friend Ryan Friedlinghaus, who I've interviewed many times, the CEO of West Coast Customs. It was a 2011 Camaro, and you brought this vehicle both to Mecum Auctions as well as to the SEMA show. That must have been quite a rewarding project.
It is. We, again, being the largest carrier, we get a lot of opportunities to do some really neat things. And this is one that we truly took a lot of pleasure in doing. We transported the car, compliments of reliable carriers, not only to the Mecum auction. We then took it to SEMA. And then we also took it from SEMA back to New York for the Veterans Day parade.
Oh, wow.
So it's a vehicle that's supporting a magnificent cause that we support as a company. And we think it's a great thing to be able to take care of the guys that come back from overseas and need a little extra help. And the car itself is unbelievable. If no one has seen it, go to our website and you can click on an icon there and you can see the car itself and some information about what you can do to help these wonderful guys recover from some pretty serious injuries and make their life a little bit better going forward.
It's amazing the job that Ryan and his boys did with the paint on that vehicle, painting it camouflage and putting a lot of very unique touches on it. I didn't get a chance to see it in person at SEMA. I wish I had the opportunity, but just like you say, if you log on to reliablecarriers.com, you can check it out right there. What a great story that is. And another thing that I've noticed on being on your website over the last couple of days, and this I think is such a nice touch, that once a month you salute one of the vehicles that you've transported during the previous month. It's like the transport vehicle of the month.
We do. We are, as I said earlier, and I've told you in past conversations that I feel like I have one of the best jobs in the world, and that is that I get to see all these magnificent cars, and I sometimes see cars that nobody else gets a chance to see. I see 2012 prototypes in a trailer mm-hmm. that no one else is seeing. So, and 13 prototypes and cars that you may never see, but the automakers are trying to see if somebody else might like them or whatever. Or you see a Bugatti Royale, of which there are only five in the whole world, an incredibly significant car. So we feature a car every month that we've been privileged to haul. And we like to believe that people that are looking at our website are car people, and they can see the trucks and everything, but they like to see cars too. And the other thing we do on there, by the way, which you may or may not have seen, is we also recognize one of our drivers every month.
Oh, that's cool. Hold that thought.
Notice things are different now that you're a little older, lower energy, more fat. It all could be the signs of testosterone levels dropping. We can boost testosterone by 61% with Ageless Male, a safe, natural supplement that helps you maintain normal, healthy testosterone levels. Be an Ageless Male. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-291-4644. 1-800-291-4644. 1-800-291-4644.
Are you knee-deep in debt? Do you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt? If you have any type of debt, call the Debt Relief Help Hotline now. There are laws in place which may allow us to lower your debt up to 70%. Call 888-344-3932. With one easy phone call, we may be able to cut your monthly payments in half. This is your opportunity to be debt-free. Take back control of your life. Call 888-344-3932. That's 888-344-3932.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here on the broadcast. I'm battling a little bit of cold this week, so I apologize for my voice being a little out of shape. Bob Sellers is with us, general manager from Reliable Carriers, and Bob is a little short on time tonight. We'll get him back real soon for a longer visit. But Bob, before the break there, you were telling us something really, really cool, and that's the fact not only do you honor the transport car of the month with a really cool ride, but you also honor the driver of the month. Tell us about that.
Well, we do. We put one of our drivers who has done something significant or just been with us a long time or just, again, we have 300 plus guys, so once a month it'll be a long time before I get them all on there, but we honor our guys to so that people can see the folks that will actually be handling their cars. You know, we usually put where they're from, and our folks are from all over the U.S. and Canada. And something about them personally, what they like to do when they're not transporting cars and where they live. And some of them will make a comment about the most interesting car they've hauled or the most fun place they get to haul cars to or from. And so, again, it's just a way of recognizing those folks that work so hard to make sure that everything gets taken care of the way it should be. And and again, there's a diverse and most interesting group of folks that we're very privileged to have work for us. And they have a very hard job, you know, so a little recognition every now and then is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, I couldn't believe what you told me in Monterey at the RM auction, that you had so many drivers, you know, with so many different auctions going on, 40 or 50 rigs spread out all over that area. I mean, like a 30 or 40 mile radius.
That's correct. As a matter of fact, You know, not to be modest, but in Monterey this year, I had just short of 80 trucks.
Oh, wow.
Servicing the various events. And you're right. We were strung out everywhere from Laguna Seca to Carmel to Pebble Beach and everywhere in between. So it's, we have so many trucks out there, and anyone who's been to the Monterey events knows that, trying to park a car there, let alone parking a truck, is a very challenging situation. So we actually rent a parking lot out in Salinas just so we have somewhere to park all the trucks.
That's
so it's, but that's a, you know, that is, a couple times a year, there's sort of the epicenter of the car world. Certainly Monterey in August is one of those, and, you'd expect us to be there, and we certainly are in full force to take care of, all the wonderful things that go out there in August.
Absolutely. And we want to salute the, Reliable Carriers Driver of the Month. I just logged on here. Don Vines from the hometown of Long Beach, California. He's been with Reliable Carriers for 11 years. He spends most of his time west of the Mississippi. When he's not at work, he enjoys cruising Southern California on his Harley or attempting to catch any fish of any variety. That's pretty cool. That's good
stuff. Mr. Vines is a very good man. He's a great car hauler and a really good guy. He does a great job.
Excellent. Well, you're a really good guy and a great supporter of Automotive Radio, and we want to thank you so much for your support on the Haggerty's Inside Classic Car Show, and we hope we can continue to have your support on this show for 2012. We'll talk about that. And in the meantime, thank you so much for your time here today, Bob, and we'll have you back with us real soon.
Well, very good, Bob. Thank you very much. I hope you feel better. And
thank you.
As always, it's a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you, my friend. I so appreciate your time. He's Bob Sellers from Reliable Carriers. And again, you can log on to ReliableCarriers.com. Their toll-free line is 877-744-7889. And they're the best in the business. I've been doing this on National Automotive Radio stuff for more than 20 years now. And this company's been around 50 years. And, you know, as Bob said, I mean, the car companies are trusting them with multi-million dollar, one-of-a-kind vehicles. Customers are trusting them with classic cars, you know, worth $5, $10, $15, $20 million. You can trust them, and definitely check out their website and all the goodies there. Speaking of goodies, we still got more of this wash drops to give away to folks. Wash drops, a very, very cool new product, and why don't we give out a trivia question right now, and whoever comes up with the answer to that trivia question, we will give you some samples of wash drops. So here we go with a new trivia question, and this trivia question goes back into the early days of the automobile. Rolls-Royce, at one point, believe it or not, in their history, built a few cars here in the U.S. It was back in the early 20th century that Rolls-Royce actually set up an assembly plant in one of the early settled states here in the U.S. We'll give you a little hint there. It was one of the original colony states, but they set up business in the early 1900s, and they weren't there for a whole lot of time, but they definitely produced vehicles. What was the state in the U.S. that Rolls-Royce, for a brief period of time, actually made vehicles? Here you go. The telephone number is 855. That's the brand new prefix. And we're going to see more and more of those, I'm sure. But we've got it first, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Whoever comes up with the answer to that question is going to get the cool prize package courtesy of the folks at washdrops.com. And you're going to like this product. I tested it out myself and was very impressed. It's only sold in Europe right now, and they're just bringing it into America, and they're testing it out on this show and selling it only right now at Amazon.com. It adds up to 50 cents a car wash, and you don't have to use a hose, and you can wash your car in cold weather. You're going to save water, you're going to save time, and you're going to save money. It's a win-win across the board. So give us a call right now at our toll-free line if you can come up with the answer to that trivia question. But meanwhile, let me continue to tell you about some of the recent vehicles that I have had the opportunity to drive and check out. And in the coming weeks and months, you'll see the return of my automotive reviews at GCNlive.com, as well as at my own website, thelongdrive.com. I've been so busy over the last multiple months on a whole variety of fronts that I haven't kept up with posting my my weekly reports, but you can look forward to them coming back for 2012. But let me give you some overview of some of the vehicles that I've been blessed to have in my driveway, and I've had the opportunity to drive some of them for just brief periods of time because I've been traveling a lot, and a couple of others for more extended periods of time. Right now I have the new Volkswagen Passat for 2012, which Motor Trend, a company I was a part of for 10 years, just recently named the 2013 Car of the Year. Is the new Volkswagen Passat. It only won by one vote. I'm going to tell you that. That's the little secret. It won by one vote over the biggest field ever in the history of Motor Trend. I believe there were 27 nominated vehicles. In order to be eligible for this, the car company has to get invitations from the magazine inviting them to bring forth any all-new vehicle that is going to go on sale before the first of the coming year, so before January 1st, 2012. So this year's field, I understand, was the largest field ever, and from a field of about 30-some-odd cars, they narrowed it down to six or seven, and then from that six or seven, they ended up choosing the Volkswagen Passat. You got to realize that when Motor Trend chooses their car of the year, they look at all the different variants of a vehicle, the base car, the luxury car, the sporting car, in the case of the Passat, the diesel variant, and I have a feeling that that's what put it over the top. The car that came in second was the revised Chrysler 300 for 2012. We're going to step aside, and then on the other side, your calls and more on Auto World.
This is singer-songwriter Steve Dickinson, lead vocalist for the Reed and Dickinson Band. You're listening to Tonight We Ride, a new CD featuring Alto Reed, legendary sax man and member of Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band, and myself, Steve Dickinson, on lead vocals. Tonight We Ride is available on iTunes, Amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble.
Wouldn't it be great if you could wash your car anywhere you want, anytime you want? Well, now you can. Wash Drops Wash and Shine Formula lifts dirt without scratching surfaces, leaving a beautiful shine. One bucket of water, no hose, and no rinsing. Check out Wash Drops on YouTube, Facebook, and WashDrops.com. Buy Wash Drops on Amazon.com. It's effective, quick and easy, and very economical. 60 cents for a wash with a shine. Wash Drops, the smart solution.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Story.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I guess I should know. The way you popped your car sideways at a wooden hat. You're the kind of person that believes in making out once, love and leaving fast. Guess I must be dumb. Shed a fucking brutal horses.
We're back. Thanks for joining us here on Auto World. We got a trivia question out there. Goes back a long, long ways to Rolls-Royce history. This is a little antidote in Rolls-Royce history. Rolls-Royces have always been built in the United Kingdom, in England, except for a brief experiment, which they did in the 20th century, the early 20th century. They decided, well, why don't we build a little factory in one of the new United States. And it was a northeast state, I'll give you that hint. And they built some vehicles there, not a whole lot, and then they closed that up and went back to England. Nowadays, Rolls-Royce, many people would be surprised to know, it's a confusing world. On more ways, I could go on a rant on this as well. It's a very confusing world, and, you know, people associate Rolls-Royce as being British, and it certainly, you know, has the air of its British heritage. But in reality today, Rolls-Royce is owned by BMW, the BMW Group, the same people that own Mini, and the same people, of course, that own BMW. So that is part of that family. Bentley, the other beautiful British vehicle, which they continue to come out with more and more special editions of the Bentley, including... They just unveiled to limited numbers of the press, not me, the new Bentley Continental GTC convertible based on the new Bentley Continental GT. But Bentley's North American headquarters actually located here in my neck of the woods in Boston, and they have a very nice CEO. He's actually a French gentleman, and you know, he's always inviting me in, but I'm always working, so I never have the chance to go in there. But Last year, I had a Bentley test vehicle for 2 days, and it was one of the highlights of my my automotive testing. So let me tell you about some of the other vehicles that I've had the opportunity to drive. So I've driven this Passat. It won the Motor Trend Car of the Year. It's nominated for the North American Car of the Year. I did not make Car and Driver's 10 Best list. That's what I should dig out for you folks, because that's hot off the press. Car and Driver's officially announced their 10 Best list. They do that every year, but I wasn't that impressed with it, to be honest with you. I mean, it's way better than, you know, Volkswagen has huge plans for the United States and for North America in general. They want to really become a big, big player. They want to become bigger than Toyota and bigger than Honda. They want to become bigger than General Motors. They want to really be right at the top of the world's automakers. And they have a plan to introduce more and more products here in the U.S. It's going to be very interesting to see. Their first attempt at doing this was the new Jetta. And the new Jetta overall did not get great reviews because they decontented the Jetta. The Jetta in the past had, you know, had a more luxurious interior and more features, and they lowered the price and they lowered the quality of materials in the car, and it really didn't get great reviews. Now, this vehicle has gotten much better reviews because it is simply a much better car. It's a more expensive car, and as I noted, it's available in multitude of guises, including a 2-liter diesel variant, which no doubt will get close to 50 miles to the gallon. So that's probably one of the reasons why it won the Motor Trend Car of the Year award. But they will be definitely announcing the North American Car of the Year at the upcoming Detroit Auto Show. And that is a collaboration of a group, a panel of journalists from all over the country who get together and, you know, narrow the field down to a handful, and then they pick a single car and they pick a single truck, but sometimes the truck ends up being an SUV. And I wouldn't be surprised if the SUV of the year this year, believe it or not, is a Land Rover, which, again, in this crazy world, Land Rover, famous British car company, along with its sister company, Jaguar, they are now owned by an Indian firm. But thank God they're not changing anything. And this new Land Rover Evoque is just a wonderful vehicle. I haven't had a chance to drive it, but that's what everybody is telling me. So I'm going to pull up the Car and Driver 10 Best list for 2012. And I'll have that for you momentarily. But want to remind you, we got that trivia question out there. And that trivia question is about Rolls-Royce. Rolls-Royce, believe it or not, at one time built some cars here in the United States. And it was in the northeast part of the United States. I'm practically giving it away here. If our friend Bob Sellers from Reliable Carriers was still with us, he actually lives in this community, and I'm not going to give it away. I almost did, but I'm trying not to. So you call in and pick up some wash drops, the new cool way to wash your car at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. The other big automotive story of the week, as far as I'm concerned, is Daimler finally has killed Maybach. Maybach, of course, the uber expensive Mercedes upscale vehicle that was sold for a number of years, never really caught on. They had the 57 and then the 62, that was the length of the vehicle. One was more of a chauffeur-driven vehicle, the 62. The 57 was meant for people who like to drive their own $350,000 vehicle. They came out with a sporting variant of it, the 57S, and they come out with a number of different special incarnations. But nevertheless, guess what? They decided to kill it, and the reason why they decided to kill it is, you know, with the economy being what it is definitely not, they're not selling these vehicles. The only people that were buying them were athletes and musicians, primarily hip-hop musicians. As a matter of fact, was it Jay-Z and 50? I got to get this right. I messed it up because I interviewed him once. 50 Cent actually took a torch to one of these vehicles for kicks, I guess, and for a music video with the guys that it was going to be sold later at auction. I mean, who in blazes would want a mutilated Maybach done by, of all people, Jay-Z and 50 Cent, I should say. I've interviewed 50 Cent, and he's a nice young man. I have no problem with 50 Cent. I don't know Jay-Z, but nevertheless, I just thought it was a dumb thing that they did. Certainly not a very good example for young folks and urban folks and people who really look up to these folks, that it's okay to take a vehicle and basically destroy it just for kicks. And that was kind of the whole theme of that music video. But Car and Driver's 10 Best Cars, I may save the full list for next week just to keep you in suspense, but I'll tell you some of the cars that made the list for 2012 for Car and Driver. They gave dual nods to Audi with their A6 and A7, taking one of the 10 best slots. The A7, of course, is a five-door, a little bit more expensive version of the A6, a much more stylistically beautiful vehicle, but definitely I agree with that choice. They also picked the Cadillac CTS-V, which surprises a lot of folks, you know, who think that Americans can't build world-class vehicles. But this is, of course, is, you know, the ultra-performance Cadillac. You can get it as a four-door. You can get it as a two-door. You can get it as a station wagon. You can get it with a six-speed manual. You can get it with a six-speed automatic. It's very expensive. It's going to make a wonderful used car someday. It packs a whole lot of horsepower, over 500. And that made the list. BMW's 3 Series made the list as well. I'm going to hold the rest of the list for this same hour next week. I'm Bob Long. Thanks for joining me here on this week's edition of Auto World.
I'm on the road again. But I'm so out of car, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. Is capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.